For Marketplace, I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio. We got a solid job market report last week with unemployment down to 5% and strong job creation numbers. Later today, we get another look at the labor market. It's one of the best acronyms we get in this line of work, JOLTS, Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey. Think of it as a way to understand how hard it is for people to find jobs and for companies to find workers. But both of these things really vary by the kind of business. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
The number of jobs available in the economy has now surpassed pre-recession levels. Michael Gritton at the Workforce Agency in Louisville, Kentucky, says some employers are having to scramble to find skilled workers.
Big companies like General Electric have stated publicly in the last 2 weeks they consider the situation to be a crisis. You have multiple employers in healthcare, in manufacturing, in information technology. They're really looking for entry-level workers and are frustrated at what they're finding.
Some low-wage employers, Walmart, Amazon, McDonald's, for example, have raised starting pay. Georgetown economist Harry Holzer says that's only partly to attract more job applicants.
Those firms have gotten some bad press. Raising the average wage by a buck an hour relieves them of some of that and makes them more attractive to job applicants.
The odds are still stacked against job seekers in construction, teaching, low-skilled manufacturing. Those sectors have been slower to recover from the recession. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.